Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Sensemaker. Hi, I'm Nimmo and this is The Sensemaker. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, the former aide who isn't going away quietly. When Dominic Cummings walked out of number 10 Downing Street with his cardboard box on Friday the 13th of November 2020, you'd be forgiven for thinking it might be the end of his chapter in politics. Team Vote Leave, who triumphed in 2016, had been driven out, and a new era was starting in number 10. The days of the Westminster protagonist were over. Or so we thought. Cue Dominic Cummings' onslaught against his former boss, Boris Johnson.
Part of the problem was, fundamentally, I regarded him as unfit for the job.
6 months after leaving his role as chief aide following an internal power struggle, Dominic Cummings sat in Parliament and gave evidence on the government's handling of the pandemic.
And I was trying to create a structure around him to try and stop what I thought were extremely bad decisions and push other things through against his wishes. And he
had 2 months later came a damning interview with the BBC's Laura Koonsberg.
Within days of the election, you were discussing getting rid of him.
Yes. He doesn't have a plan. He doesn't know how to be Prime Minister. And we'd only got him in there.
His attack on Prime Minister Boris Johnson had begun. What followed were drips of information that only people on the inside could leak.
Obviously, it's impossible to prove who the sources are for particular stories.
This is Matthew D'Ancona, an editor here at Tortoise, the newsroom where we make this podcast. He's a leading political commentator.
What we can say is that, by his own admission, Dominic Cummings has been, you know, actively seeking the fall of Boris Johnson.
Now, it'd be wrong to assume that all or any of these leaks came directly from Dominic Cummings, but it's hard to argue that these leaks don't suit him. Because if you look at Dominic Cummings' blog posts and tweets, they're steering the press towards what he thinks matters. And this week, it all came to a head with Partygate.
I believed implicitly that this was a work event. But Mr. Speaker, with hindsight, I should have sent everyone back inside. And I should have recognised that even if it could be said technically to fall within the guidance, there would be millions and millions of people.
In response to the Prime Minister's defence, Dominic Cummings tweeted along the lines of, "No way was the party technically within the rules." So, were the Partygate revelations orchestrated by Dominic Cummings? Just days before Christmas, the Guardian newspaper published a photograph of Boris Johnson, Dominic Cummings and other government officials chatting over cheese and wine in the garden of No. 10 Downing Street. The date of the photograph was Friday the 15th of May, 2020. It was another blow to the government. Remember the leaked recording of No. 10 staff joking about holding a Christmas party on the 18th of December, 2020 had just come out too.
I've just seen reports on Twitter that there was a Downing Street Christmas party on Friday night. Do you recognise those reports?
I went home. hold on.
The photograph and the leaked video have prompted a Cabinet Office investigation into claims of parties being held in Downing Street and other government buildings in breach of COVID lockdown rules, led by senior civil servant Sue Gray. But in his recent blog post on the 7th of January, Dominic Cummings said the cheese and wine gathering was work-related and no COVID restrictions had been broken. According to Dominic Cummings, what the probe should really be investigating was the socially distanced drinks email from Wednesday the 20th of May.
And Sue Gray can dig out this email if she wants.
Dominic Cummings had seen this email. He'd even replied to it, saying it was a breach of lockdown rules.
So he's quite openly steering Sue Gray towards the evidence that will, he thinks, he Cummings thinks, will incriminate Johnson and hit the people around him and lead to Johnson's fall.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
For Dominic Cummings, Boris Johnson was the person who could get a majority and get Brexit done. After he won a majority in December 2019, he stopped being useful.
You know, the video of Matt Hancock with his lover, you know, the various photographs of parties, details of parties and so on, have been drip out as if someone is orchestrating a slow strategy of incrimination and an attempt to damage the Prime Minister's reputation consistently and gradually.
And so although Dominic Cummings failed to oust the Prime Minister while on the inside, it wouldn't be wrong to speculate that he's still trying now.
It's been a very orderly strategy, which is very much in keeping with the Dominic Cummings style. He's a very good strategist. So I'm sure that right now the PM is thinking, this is all Dom. You know, this is classic Dom.
And you could say the strategy is working.
I think that whenever Boris Johnson does step out of number 10 for the last time, we will look back on Partygate as the reason that his premiership came to an end.
What's clear is that as long as Boris Johnson is in office, we can expect to hear a lot more from Dominic Cummings. The public briefing has only just begun. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. At Tortoise, we also publish a weekly current affairs podcast called The Slow Newscast. In this week's episode, Louise Tickle tells a story she's been fighting with Tortoise to publish for over a year, about a once powerful man, formerly an MP and a Minister of State, who was found by a family court judge to have abused his wife while in office. To listen, just search for The Slow Newscast wherever you get your podcasts. Today's Sensemaker was written and produced by Imi Harper.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.